Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Plus, free premium delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Bonjour, my name is Yoni Kodo.
Hello, my name is Alia. And
we're very cozy today.
We are super cozy right now.
We were outside earlier for about 2 hours for some work stuff. Came back, made a tea, a couple teas, turned on the heater.
Put on our sweats. The first thing I'd be doing when I get home is putting on my sweats.
Honestly, that is the first thing you do.
Like, instantly. I don't know how...
Like, before I take my jacket off, Ali is already cozy. I'm like, how do you do so fast?
I just don't know how somebody can come home and, like, if they're not planning on leaving again, continues to be wearing their outside clothes. Not from, like, a germaphobe standpoint, because I'm not really crazy. Like, I don't... Not that I don't care about that, but I'm not one of those people that cares that much about it. But
I do.
For me, it's a purely comfort level.
Like, yeah, you get there way faster than me. Me, I get home.
You get distracted. You take your time.
First of all, it takes me a long time to take my boots off. For some reason, you just pop your shoes off and then you're already cozy.
It's the first thing I do. Pop my shoes off, take my jacket off, and then take my pants off. And I put my sweats on. And if I'm not leaving the house again, there's no point on keeping those clothes on.
Yeah.
But we had a lovely morning. We had a lovely day today. Super nice and productive. Good. We're recording this on a Monday, so it feels like a good setup for the week ahead.
No, it's definitely a good setup for the week ahead. And I also just feel extra relaxed right now. I don't know what kind of tea I just had. I know it's the mango, the ginger mango, but it'd be making me feel hella good.
Yoni's been on a Zen mode today. We are continuing with our series that we're kind of having, not officially, but you guys are loving the submission episodes. So we're going to continue, but we promise we're going to do more than one.
We said that last time.
Okay, maybe I shouldn't promise that, but we will do more than one.
People don't mind. So it's not even a problem. If we happen to talk about just one, let it be. Okay. I just don't want to cut something short just because we have to get to another one.
You know what I mean? Okay. Yeah,
if it goes longer, then shit, we got more episodes.
That's true. We do have, we did compile them with a theme so that we can just get through multiple because there were two big themes. If you guys are a Patreon member, we talked last week's episode on Sunday was, I forget, what was the title?
Alcohol.
Oh, okay. Never mind. So that doesn't, the segue that I was thinking doesn't work.
Why?
Because we did an episode about something that was inspired by these submissions.
It might have been the episode before that.
Or the episode that's coming after. Sorry, guys. We be recording a lot these days.
sometimes when we record so much, you kind of lose track of what even the title was of the last episode.
Oh, yeah. I don't even remember what we talked about yesterday. And we recorded like hella episodes. So yeah. Who knows? But there were some big main themes in you guys' submissions when it comes to life dilemmas. Some of them had to do a lot with relationship dilemmas of various sorts, and some had to do with more like life, career, work, stuff like that. So we had a whole Patreon episode that kind of talked a little bit about the career and life one, I think. And today we wanted to specifically talk about the relationship dilemmas because we love those. We love the drama. We love the spice.
Those are always, I would say the relationship dilemmas are always my favorite ones to like talk about because most people can just relate to it because everyone's either want to be in a relationship. So whenever we talk about someone else's dilemma, they're thinking like, ooh, I never want to go through that. Or like, that's really interesting. Or if you're someone who's been in a relationship and maybe you went through the same thing.
Or you're in a relationship right now and you're thinking, I don't know, this is for me. I don't know this ain't feeling too good. Like, there's so many relationships can get so interesting and complicated. And to be fair, like, we love the drama. We love hearing about different relationship stories, what's going on. Like,
but I love it because I want to come from a solution. I love talking about it.
Oh, I just love talking shit. Or not love talking shit, but like, I love hearing like the juicy details.
No, well, okay.
Of, like, I mean, how someone's feeling.
No, me
too. Like, what's going down.
I definitely love that too, but I also love, how can we figure it out?
Yeah, yeah. You're like, the good guy.
Sometimes I wish, what am I?
You're the good guy.
Yeah, sometimes I wish I had like a bigger, I wish I was friends with more women in my life.
That sounds okay.
What do you mean?
Okay, continue.
No, just so I can, obviously I'm married and I'm, what do you mean it sounds
weird? No, continue,
weird?
Continue.
Okay, because I can just, I love giving advice from like a male perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they—
You're a very specific man.
Maybe they're dating someone, but then the guy is kind of like acting weird or like he's doing certain things. Like, tell me. Okay, tell me what your problem is, and then I'll love to just get into it and give you a male perspective, or at least maybe my perspective.
Yeah.
And maybe I can understand why that guy is doing what he's doing.
Right, right, right.
So, like, if you're going through something like that, shoot me a DM. I will be your...
Oh, my God. Your listening board?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's funny because you say this all the time, and it is true. I was just being silly when you said
like,
I
don't you think I would be, like, a good person to, like, consult about relationship problems?
Well, so that's what I was going to say. I don't know necessarily that you would be... There's no one person that is good to consult in terms of, like, a girl consulting a male perspective about another prospect male relationship
that they're dealing with
because so many, like, the same way with the women can be so different, men can be so different as well. And I think you specifically are a very different and I would say unique and hard to come by type of guy. Not to like
so what's the problem?
No, so I'm saying I don't think you necessarily are like the best.
You don't think I'm qualified?
Well, I just think that, like, you what you're going to say won't apply to most men.
So, okay.
Because most men are not as, like, nice or thoughtful or, like, caring as
now,
you.
Now, but let's say now, thank you, first of all. I appreciate it. But also, so who would qualify for that? What type of man?
I don't know.
You got to talk to someone else who's fucked up?
Because you said, I wanna have more, like, women friends that I could give advice to so I could share... Like, so they could get a man's perspective. But I think, like...
Well, one, because I love talking about these things. And then
true,
two...
But I think you
think
don't
I'm
know...
Good.
I don't think you know...
Yes, I do.
I don't think you know what, like...
Other men do.
Other, like, not good men do.
I do.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
Okay.
If you say so. But see, even just talking about this is, like, fun. Because, I don't know, I think relationships... And like, content around relationships and stories and the drama that comes with all that is always going to be very interesting to people. And this actually brings us to the sponsor of today's video, A24, as they are about to release their new film, The Drama, featuring Zendaya and Robert Pattinson. Oof. We just recently watched the trailer as it just came out, I think maybe a week ago or so.
Yeah, about a week ago.
And... I don't know. I really am so curious
Me too.
To figure out what the hell Zendaya's character, Emma, says that is so crazy.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Like, what could be the worst thing that you've ever done that would make somebody doubt whether or not they want to marry
you? Well, first of all, I'm thinking about the worst thing that anybody can do.
I know, but
so it's too predictable. So it seems
exactly.
Like it's something else because also... Her character, for some reason, I don't think they would do something to that extreme. But it is extreme enough to, like, shake some things
and
up in
the relationship. And also the way that she said it, too, was... If you've never heard about the A24, the drama movie coming out, it's coming out on April 3rd. They just released the trailer. You guys can watch it right now. The premise is basically a happily engaged couple is put to the test by this new sort of story that comes to light that the fiance, Emma, the woman in the relationship, reveals this thing that she did.
Out of nowhere.
And out of nowhere, the whole scene is basically two couples are asking each other, like, what's the worst thing that you've ever done?
They're playing a game. It's like a game. It's like exactly. A couple's game.
Well, their friend couple was like, what's the worst thing that you guys, or no, before they got married, they told each other what was the worst thing that they've ever done.
Yeah.
So then they shared theirs, and we kind of see snippets, but we don't really get to see exactly what they said.
Yeah.
But it seems like they're kind of, you know, they're funny, but not crazy stories. Yeah. And then Robert Pattinson's character says his, and the reaction is good, but it's not anything, you know, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Emma, so Zendaya's character, revealing what she's saying, but we only hear like the very beginning.
You don't know
and
what she did.
It cuts to the reaction of everybody saying, like, what the, like, what?
You
are you crazy?
What?
And then the rest of the movie is kind of like this unraveling of this relationship of like, are they still going to get married?
This is a few days before the wedding.
Yeah,
can
I think it's like
that?
2 weeks before them getting married or something.
Oh, 2 weeks. Right.
Or maybe even a week. I don't know. It could be a week. So that's kind of what the movie is about. And the trailer does such a good job at leaving you wanting to figure out what the hell she did and what could be so bad. And do they still end up getting married is the big thing.
And what would you even do in that situation? You know that you're about to get married and this is like the peak of love.
Exactly.
This is when you're so excited. You've been looking forward to this day your whole life and it's happening. And then you find out something about your partner. Like, do you even move? Everybody's already invited.
Yeah.
Everything is organized.
Yeah.
Paid for, whatever.
And also that's like the that couple that they're friends with, they're starting to, I think they're more friends with the guy, with Robert Pattinson's character. And the couple is basically asking, like, do you still trust her? Like, I don't know. Do you think you can still marry her? Like,
so
after finding
like
out
outsider.
This information. It kind of seems that way from the trailer. I don't know. You guys should watch it yourselves. Let us know what you think. But the drama will be out in theaters on April 3rd. I think it would be a really great movie to watch with a group of friends and discuss after. I think it's going to be a really good, it's kind of like a romance with a twist type of movie. And I love A24 films. We're huge A24 film fans. So we just know it's going to be really good. And we're definitely going to go see it in theaters again, out in theaters, April 3rd.
What would you do? Let's say we weren't married yet. And then we play this exact game.
Yeah. I mean,
and then I say something like I
just really think it depends what you would say.
It depends on what it is.
Yeah. Like we've never really asked each other that. But I mean, what would you say is the worst thing you've ever done?
The worst thing I've ever done?
I mean, do we want to say it on air?
No. I mean, the worst thing I've done? Honestly, I've always been a good kid.
Okay, we're not talking about when you're a child. We're talking more like adult life.
Okay, I've always been a good adult person. Like I don't. The worst thing I've done? I mean, let me think about the worst thing. Like, the worst thing is not even bad. I just got to pick something that's, like, less good.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. I don't know if I have the worst thing I've ever done.
What's the worst thing? Have I ever cheated on someone? I've never cheated on someone.
Yeah.
Have I ever, like, did I, what's the worst thing
I think
I've
the
done?
Worst thing I've ever done is
Wait, I'm still going.
Oh, okay.
The worst thing, I think.
You're kind of just taking a long time.
I mean, can I take my time and think about it?
Okay, go ahead.
I think for me, maybe not keeping up with people and family.
Yeah, see, lame.
Yeah.
Sorry, babe.
No, the worst thing I've ever done is just not keeping up with people, maybe in my life.
Yeah, that's not, doesn't even qualify.
But that is the worst thing. That's still my answer. It's not like, I don't know. I don't have anything crazy. Unless, if I remember something crazy, I'll talk about it later. But I don't know. I don't have anything crazy that I've done in my life.
Okay. Well,
what about you? What's the worst thing you've done?
I think the worst thing I've done is probably when I already told this story, I think, on Patreon. I don't remember what episode this was, but I, like, hacked my friend's Facebook one time.
Oh, damn.
When I was, like, in school. So I was young. I was maybe, like, 14, 15.
Yeah, that's how did you
hack it? Kind of shitty.
How did you get in there? Do you want to get into
it? I think, I don't remember how, maybe she like told me her password or something. And then
you got
we both liked the same guy. So I thought maybe she was like texting him. So then I wanted to like snoop and see what they're talking about.
Yeah.
But then she realized that I like hacked into her Facebook.
If you want to hear the rest of the story, it is fully on Patreon.
Yeah, I...
We don't know which one,
so you might as well just listen to all of them if you haven't. Available in the description. But okay, let's get into these submissions from you guys and see what y'all are going through, okay? First one, somebody said, I am falling out of love with my boyfriend because I'm losing the attraction.
That is something that is, it's a serious thing. It's not just, you have to actually think about what do you want to do? How do you want your life to be?
Well, the biggest thing is attraction is one of those things that...
That shit will fade anyways one day.
I don't know. However much we want to say that looks don't matter...
It does matter.
I mean, one, it does matter, but I think two, actually, attraction isn't just what somebody looks like.
Exactly. Ooh, that's good.
You know, like what attracts me to somebody isn't just what they look like. It has to also be maybe the way they speak, their like body language, maybe their sense of humor can be really attractive.
Yeah.
Maybe this person, I mean, this person said losing attraction. Which attraction is like a whole... And also, this person probably looks the same that they did at the beginning.
Losing attraction. Okay, but I feel like for the most people who say this exact same thing right here, they're probably talking about the physical attraction. I'm losing attraction. That means I don't think he's attractive anymore. We're not talking about he's funny, he's smart, I love the way he moves. We're not talking about that. I think she's talking about... how he looks.
But I think over time those things can also fade. Like maybe at the beginning of the relationship there's certain things about that person that are attractive that at one point just kind of get old. It's like things they used to find endearing now you might find annoying.
Is this something
I can see that becoming like a thing where it's like at first I found this to be like really cute that they do it, but now that we've been together for like 5 years and they keep doing this thing, it's now becoming annoying. It's not really attractive anymore. Damn. You know?
Okay,
I can see that happening.
I think the first thing that comes to my mind is you have to talk about it. But it depends on what it is. Because if it is about looks, obviously you can't talk about that.
Well, I think it depends like maybe this person no longer cares about taking care of themselves. I have a friend who has talked to me before about in her relationship, attraction to her partner has been kind of like a thing that is like a balance that kind of comes and goes. You know?
Yo,
and she's spoken to her partner about this before. And you have to obviously be very gentle about the way that you bring that up because that's like a really, really uncomfortable conversation, you know?
I feel like if you can bring that up to me right now and it wouldn't be so uncomfortable.
Like let's say
you don't like the way I dress anymore.
Or you just, when you wear a specific piece of clothing.
Yeah, Alia will tell me that shit like it's nothing.
But I think it's different than that though.
What do you mean?
No, it's different than like this person's talking about. Like you could wear your hair in a specific way or put on a hat in a specific way and I'd just be like, babe, I really don't like how that looks on you.
Yeah, and that's it. And I appreciate it. Like,
that's different than what this person's saying, I think. Because this person is saying like losing attraction, I think that's an overall arching thing.
And then what was the second part of that?
And they said they're falling out of love with my boyfriend. So,
yeah.
I think falling out of love, losing attraction is like there has to be more than just one thing. Because when you're with somebody, you're with someone like wholly. You're not with somebody just because they're hot.
I know, but you don't want to stay with someone. Like if you're falling out of love with someone,
would you say that's something you can work on?
Falling out of love,
you can still love someone but you're not in love with them, because there is a difference.
Okay, this is a whole different topic because we can get into that.
Okay, let's get into it.
Being in love with someone is that when you look at them, you still think like, holy shit, this is my person. and I love them and they look good and they're, I'm attractive to them. I love the way they
attracted
walk.
Attracted to them.
What did I say?
Attractive to
them. Oh, attractive. Sorry. English is not my first language.
it's your fit.
I don't think they should, personally, if I feel the same way this person is feeling, and obviously I don't know it 100%.
But it's sad feeling though.
But I will never stay in something that I'm not happy in. It could be like some sort of a breakup that's just peaceful. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah, but.
I'm also not insinuating they should break up if there's something, but you know your partner more than anybody. So if there's some things you can definitely try to stay together.
That's obviously. What I'm saying. Like, do you think there's something they could, like, what is there to do or to work on in order to fix this?
You know, I think we need to normalize if you're not interested in this person anymore and you're not in love with them anymore and you're not attractive, it's okay to not want to be with them no more.
I know, like, but what if they've been together for like so long? What if they've been together for like 3 years, you know?
3 years is not that long.
3 years is a good amount of time.
Then I don't know, but I am...
3 years. We got married after 3 years. That's a good amount of time.
That is a good amount of time. But my advice is, for me personally, is that do what makes you happy. Don't ever stay in a relationship and you... I don't put numbers on it. I could be with someone for a year or 20 years. The moment I'm just really not...
Nah, man.
What?
If we, for some reason, get to the point where you feel like...
I'm not happy anymore?
You're not in love with me anymore.
Okay.
But then what? We have... I mean, this is a different conversation, but it's like, let's say we have kids and we're married and we've built this life together.
Okay.
And all these things, and you're like falling out of love. You're literally telling me they're just gonna be like, okay... I'm not really in love with you anymore, so bye.
Yeah, that's it.
No, you're so stupid.
I'm just kidding. Are you crazy? Like, I will. That's never gonna happen.
Yeah.
You know, falling out of love. I think it's okay. Like, would you say you're still in love with me right now? I'm still in love right now.
Yeah, I am.
So, why are you blushing?
I don't know, because I feel like saying that you're in love with someone is such a vulnerable thing.
Well, I'm very much still in love because it's, I don't know, it's year 7. And it almost feels like each year, like the love grows too. Like, it's weird, right? Like, most people think it should be backwards.
Yeah. But my dad said year 7 is like a big year because I think we talked about this on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You did like a whole episode. How years, like, if you make it past year seven,
you're going to be together forever.
It means
that you're going to be, you will be together forever.
Yeah. But so, to end this, to move on from this submission, you know, I feel like follow your heart.
Wow. Great advice. Follow your heart. Next.
No, this is tough. I mean, I also think it's okay. Like, you don't have to think your person is the most. Hottest, the most beautiful, most whatever, every single day.
But nobody's talking about being hot, though. You keep bringing that up.
Well, they said losing attraction, so I'm just thinking about that.
No. Like, you can be in an amazing relationship and your partner is not, like, your partner doesn't have to be hot. Like, that's some TV shit.
I mean, not hot.
Like, real world, people are just normal. Normal, good people, you know?
Yeah, that's true. So are we done with this? Is this all we have to say for this one?
I think so, honestly. Just, you know, just think about it. Think about what is unattractive. What don't you like about this person? Can this person do anything about that?
Is it maybe you that you're like being extra?
Extra.
Yeah, like some people are just kind of being like starting to, like, are your standards too high in terms of, is there somebody else around that's making you feel like you're unattracted to the person you're with?
Or maybe did you meet someone else and you were like, holy shit, I could be with them.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh. Exactly. That could happen.
I feel like that's a real thing too. Like, you were with someone, but you're like, damn, I could, especially if that other person's showing you interest.
Well, yeah. And if they're like a little playful.
It's like, damn, this is like, way more fun than what I'm about,
like,
to go home
also
to.
Also, like, they're cuter than who I am.
No, that's fucked up. You guys, you have to be loyal, okay? Like, love is more than just who's, anyways, we can talk about that.
But that's what
that.
I'm saying. Attraction is not just about how someone looks. It could be like having good banter. It could be having good back and forth. And then you go home and the person you're with is like, damn, like, take a joke or something, bro.
but also just have a good heart, you know? If the person you're with is just a good human being, no matter how they look like, that's all that matters at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's true. But if they're boring...
If they're boring, then spice it up. It's up to you.
Yeah, tell them to stop being boring. I feel like it's important also to let them know how you're feeling.
How are you going to say that to them,
so they can just spice it up.
How are you going to tell someone to stop being boring? Hey, babe, can you stop being boring?
Please? I mean, you could, just as you told me.
Okay, next.
Okay, somebody said, staying or leaving my marriage. I mean, shit, this is as real as it gets.
Staying or leaving. We don't know what
this happened. This person couldn't tell us any more than that.
Yeah, that's, we can't even help you.
Honestly.
Staying or leaving. I mean, I'm going to ask us, you should stay.
I don't know. I think the fact that you're already thinking about leaving the marriage.
The fact that this question came through, you should leave.
I don't know.
No, maybe not. Like, do you have kids?
I feel like this is really annoying to listen to.
Right. Why?
Because we're not really saying something.
I mean, read me some good shit. Like,
okay, next one. Somebody said, I feel like I'm not belonging in a relationship anymore, but I still love this person. Not belonging in a relationship anymore.
I want to think about that for a second, and I want to take my time.
Like, I still love this person, but... I don't belong in this.
I actually never heard anyone put it like that. How do you not belong in a relationship and you still love that person?
Maybe it feels like they feel like they're alone in the relationship. Maybe it's become too comfortable, too monotone, too the same. It's not exciting. Maybe they outgrew it. Maybe they want to. Maybe the way that they have set up the relationship, they're realizing they want something different. So they feel like they don't belong in this relationship that they have like created. Because, you know, as a relationship, you usually establish like routines, what you do together, like what are you guys into? And maybe one person is starting to grow in one direction and in a direction that the other person isn't coming with them. In like things they want to do, how they want to spend their time, stuff like that. And then they don't want to follow the other person and they're comfortable being where they are. And it's kind of like, maybe I can't, we're not compatible anymore. I still love this person, but we just want to live differently or we want to like go in a different direction. And this person doesn't want to come with me.
Okay. You know,
because I think like relationships get fused into like
belong.
A specific... You have to be even in the things that you like. No. You know, like we match on so many things, like how much we like to be at home, how much we like to be outside.
But also
all these different things.
With our goals, we're pretty aligned and we know what it takes for all these different things that we want to do. And we're kind of like on this mission together.
Yeah.
Now, with them, I don't know if that's the case. That's the example that you brought up.
Yeah, I just feel like someone saying, I don't belong in this relationship anymore. It just made me think how like a relationship could become kind of like a fixed thing.
Like,
that you start to create this whole world and life together. And then one person realizing like, I no longer want that. But then the other person in the relationship is good being there.
I think this is one of those dilemmas that you can have. No, that what?
You can interpret in different ways?
No, that you can, this person with this problem can have a conversation with the other person.
Oh, I mean, hopefully they already are.
Yeah, a conversation can solve, like, if I was going through that, we would come to a solution.
Yeah.
Because if this is really your person, like, when I'm thinking about being... I mean,
they say they're still loving this person.
Yeah, so when I think about being with someone, whether I'm married or together for a lot of years, I'm really envisioning you're my person, you're my family, and whatever problems we have, we're going to talk about it and we're going to go through it together. There's never like a, I have to figure it out.
I just wonder what is the thing that's making this person feel like they don't belong in the relationship? That's because there's some things that are fixable and there are some things that you can compromise on and then there are some things that are not.
Yeah.
If this person is like, you know what, I don't want to, it could be one of the most common reasons why a lot of people break up is location. One person loves living in a place and having a life there and another person doesn't. Let's say they both chose that they like to live in the country and the blah, 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 and all these things.
I mean, that's a valid point to break up.
I think so.
Because we only have one life. Just because my partner loves LA and I want to move to
New York,
Australia. And that's where I see my life, and that's what I want. I think you should do that. And unfortunately, you guys are going to have to break up. Because
that's so easy to say, though.
No, I know. But, like, think about it. You have one life. Like, don't you? I mean, unless you just want to compromise and be like, you know what? I'm okay with living there. Maybe later we'll move. Like, you can have many conversations about these things. But if you really want something really, really, really bad, and you're in a relationship and you guys want two different things, I think it's just a conversation away from a solution. But you have to talk about it.
But sometimes there is no solution.
And well, that's the solution. No solution, then move to like a place where it's not LA or Australia. You just move somewhere else completely that you both like. Mm-hmm. You know?
But if there is such a place.
I just don't think it's fair for someone to move to where their partner wanted to move to and they're just not happy there.
True.
People do it, and I get it.
It shouldn't be that I have to stay here even though I don't like it just because my partner wants to stay here.
Exactly. But some people make it work.
Like go ahead.
The best thing for the relationship is for both people to be happy, because you can move somewhere where your partner wanted to move to and you're not truly happy. At some point, that's going to backfire. Because now that's going to be the thing that you will bring up every argument. Not every argument, but
yeah,
I could see an argument like years down the line. I moved to Australia all these years and I never wanted to be here in the first place. And I came here after you because of your... That's a real thing.
Yeah.
And that's a thing that it's a valid argument piece to have if some shit ever goes down. And you don't want to be in that position.
That's true. Like if I told you right now, babe, I don't know if I want to live in New York anymore. I want to go live in like...
LA?
No. I know you would love that.
Okay.
If I said LA, you want to be like, all right, let's go.
Let's go right now.
No, if I said something like, I want to live somewhere.
Give me a place. Like, where would you want to move that I might not want to move to?
Upstate?
Upstate New York?
Like, full-time.
Full-time, upstate New York. I mean, you want to move there? I know you would not want to move there.
I mean, not yet. I don't know. We're just so in tune with what we want.
Sometimes, not all the time.
Okay.
Don't get it twisted.
Relax now. Okay, next submission. Somebody said they are missing an ex even though they know it's not the right relationship.
You're just going to have to deal with that. It's not the right relationship. Nothing else to talk about.
If it's not the right relationship,
like, what's he missing?
Just focus on the reasons why it's not the right relationship. And I think anytime you're missing your ex, just think about those.
But what are you missing? If it's not the right relationship, what are you missing?
I mean, you know, people are complex. They could miss, maybe their ex was like really talented in bed. Maybe they were really beautiful, but
talented in bed. So that would be something. I mean, I feel like sometimes that is the thing that people miss, even though it's not the right relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Also, or it could be like,
but also too, like, okay, but that's cool, but it's not the right relationship.
I know, but what if it's not the right relationship, but it's not like a dramatic reason? Maybe it's not a dramatic reason that the relationship is not good. Like, when someone says it's not the right relationship, I'm always so curious, like, why? What is it? What about it? Because just think about that. Think about why it's not the right relationship. That should be enough for you to just be like, bye. But sometimes there's certain exes
it's
that kind of
stick
with you, you know?
Yeah. It depends on the type of person you are. But for me, the moment I realize that something is not right for me, no matter what it is, it could be a relationship, it could be a friendship. If it's not right for me, I'm out.
Yeah.
I hate wasting time on things like that. Especially that it's like a relationship, or usually a relationship, it involves more than one person, right?
Right.
So it's like, if you're not for me, if this is not working out, we don't have to do this.
But also, some people, I feel like, say it's not the right relationship, but then they're just maybe making it more complicated than it needs to be.
What if they're the problem?
Okay, next person said, dating an emotionally available, separated man that is not yet divorced.
But he's emotionally available.
Yeah, but so this person is basically dating a man who is married, but is separated right now on its way, on their way to getting divorced. Because usually people get separated and then they get divorced.
Are they getting divorced because of you?
Ooh, damn.
Probably not. I hope not.
I feel like probably not.
And also, so is she asking if that's...
I think this is just their dilemma.
Okay.
Like what their status, like what they're up to. Okay. Which I would say...
Interesting status. I would say, there's nothing wrong.
I don't know. The fact that they're not divorced yet and they're only separated kind of gives it room for the love between... I mean, obviously we don't have the details of like, is this a really bad divorce? I feel like people are married and then they get divorced. It's some shit just crazy. People are married and then they get separated because they need the space to figure it out. And they might get divorced, but they might stay together.
I thought the divorce was already in the works.
No.
Because that's when you know it's fully over.
Yeah, so it said not yet divorced, separated.
Yeah.
If somebody's separated, to me, it's not a done deal yet, in my opinion. But they said he's a very emotionally available separated man.
So he kind of moved on. I don't know. I feel like being separated, what does that exactly mean? Like, what can you, can't you do? Do you have kids together? Like, are you guys just like... co-parenting, but you're seeing someone else?
Yeah. I think the reason that they said it's this person emotionally available is like they're not attached to the person that they're technically still married to. They're very much emotionally open to be in a relationship.
I don't see a problem with
that. I know, but I'm just like, I would still be cautious because you see this shit happening in the movies all the time. People are quote unquote separated and then out of nowhere they fall back in love with their ex or their, you know, separated spouse and then they decide to not get divorced. So
yeah, but he's emotionally available, which means that man is completely moving on.
I know, but it could also just be that he's having a good time.
Yeah. Well, I don't...
I hope it works out for you, though.
As in
this
in
person,
doing what?
No, this person. Like, I hope it ends up being that this person, the man gets divorced so you guys can be together without any other strings attached, you know?
Yeah, ideally, that would be the case.
Yeah, but I don't know. Situations like this, it's tricky. You don't know what type of games people play. Like, these days, people have, like, open marriages and, like, all this other stuff. You don't know. Yeah, sometimes it's just, like...
You got to be careful out
there.
They
get separated to, like, have some fun and they realize, oh, we belong together. And then they don't get divorced. Like, you don't know.
I know, right? And now you're heartbroken.
Exactly. All right. Next submission. Somebody said, learning how to do long distance with my partner because we're both doing higher education right now.
Did their relationship start in the same spot?
I think so. It says learning how to do long distance. So
you guys moved away and now you
go to school.
You're keeping it going, which is great for you guys. But as I've said before, you know, like in this podcast, I don't know, I think it might have been season one. I don't recommend long distance relationships.
But if people love each other and they're together
and they've been together,
should they just break up because they're going to school to get their master's or PhD or whatever?
The reason why,
especially because at that age you're older, so yeah, you're like in your mid 20s maybe after you've graduated like regular college, and then you're going, let's say these people are doing their master's, I'm assuming, I don't know, so, and that's only for like 1 or 2 years. Yeah, I mean, learning how to do long distance is hard, but it could also be fun.
A lot of FaceTime.
It could be cool, you know, you're like getting to explore and be like an individual and stuff like that while also knowing that you have your person whenever you see each other is so special and so fun.
Yeah, visit each other. It depends on how far the relationship is, right?
Like
if I'm in America and then you go to school in Japan, that's going to be very hard.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But I always recommend trying to stay together. The only reason why I say I don't recommend because I went through something. I tried to do long distance. It was just stupid.
Yeah, but you started long distance, didn't you?
Yeah, the relationship started long distance and then it ended long distance. And it was just, a waste of time.
All right. Next submission. Somebody said, saying yes to a guy that's been there for me when I'm sure I need to have solo time first.
Saying yes to a guy.
Okay, so basically this person is saying that their dilemma is that they want to say yes to a guy, I assume to like be in a relationship, And this guy has been there for her, I assume. But this girl is also sure that she needs solo time first. Like, she needs to be on her own before she says yes to being with this guy, even though this guy seems to have been there for her. So it would be like a good relationship from what I'm understanding. But she's adamant that she needs to be single right now.
If you honestly feel like you need to be single, then you need to be single. How long someone's been there for you.
I don't know why I always wonder, like, I want to hear more about why some people feel this deep need to be single. Like, what is it that you feel like you're giving up by being in a relationship that you think you can only achieve and only do and only have space for when you're single? Like, I mean,
there's a lot of things.
Like,
there's
what?
A lot of things. Like, you can't deny the fact that when you're in a relationship, there's a lot of things that you may realize or you may not realize that you compromise on daily.
Okay.
When you're single, there's no compromising. I want to go to the West Village. I'm going to do that until 6 o'clock. And then after that, I'm going to go play basketball or play whatever or do whatever until 10 o'clock. And then I come home at midnight. 1 a.m.
Okay.
Nobody's going to tell you, oh, babe, like, where you been so late? Like, that's a big part.
It sounds like you're speaking from...
No, but I'm just saying, in a relationship, you kind of... And that's not a bad thing.
That seems
that's
like just a tiny thing. Like, to me, that's not worth not being in a relationship with a guy who clearly is interested in me and has been there for me.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily asking you... I had a recent conversation with somebody that was saying they're not wanting to be in a relationship right now and they really want to like be single for really? Like
Who?
A while.
Who?
I'm not about to say right now. So silly. And I'm always like, my next question, but I don't want to like pressure anybody, you know, to like, you know, asking them so many questions, but I'm always curious, what is the reasoning behind, you know, wanting, especially if there is a guy or like a prospect, a person in your life that is, has been there for you, that is caring, that you're considering like would be a good partner. They are presently there and you could say yes to them, but you are very sure that you need to be single right now. Like what, like why? Like, I don't know. I'm just so curious.
Anytime you say prospect, it makes me laugh because I think about like some sports shit, like
what?
You know, because usually it's prospect, anytime I use that, it's like a new team member is about to join the team.
Oh, okay.
So anytime you say prospect, I'm like, damn, like how many people are we talking about?
Okay. Next submission. Somebody said, the right person loves me, but I keep falling in love with the wrong ones instead of him. The right person loves me, but I keep falling in love with the wrong ones instead of him. I mean, this is actually kind of a common thing, especially when it comes to, I think from women's perspectives, like that there's a common theme we all know, and it's that girls love fuckboys. There's a reason why fuckboys even exist, because they successfully, like, spell us in, you know, they like use their spell to just kind of like work their magic and get you feeling excited, you get the butterflies and like all that stuff, and you're gonna say he's gonna be different and blah blah blah,
he's gonna treat me different.
And he turns out to be the wrong guy. But what is it that keeps us going back? Us, I'm not speaking personally, but you know what I mean, what keeps us ladies going back for those wrong guys, and when there's a right one that comes along and wants to be with you, something about it, it's because I think we like some toxicity sometimes.
Well, first of all, I think it depends on the kind of woman you're talking about, because there's some women are like, they're not with any of this games. It's very immature. The whole fuckboy thing is, if you like, that means you're probably a little bit younger.
Not always.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a woman. I don't know. But I think what you said is valid, and I know that's a real thing. But I also think that there's a lot of women who don't like any of that stuff. Like, be a normal, decent human being.
Sometimes you don't know that they're the wrong ones until later.
Yeah, I know. But you said, what is it about them that keeps us going back?
Yeah.
And if you know that they're not good.
Oh, I mean, keeps us going back to that type of person.
Okay.
Like, you might not know that they are, you know, not a good person at first.
Well, you can only find out when you find out.
That's true. That's true. But they all have this, like, similar thing. I don't know. Because, yeah, this whole thing is, like, complicated. Because you don't really know until you know. But then how do you know that the right person loves me? So this person has someone in their life that already loves them. But something is keeping this person away from being with that guy.
Maybe she's not ready for a relationship. Maybe she still wants to be.
No, I think there's this thing where, like, if a guy likes you too much, it, like, gives you the ick.
If a guy likes you too much, it gives, like, you the ick.
At the beginning, if a guy is, like, too eager and is too nice and is too, I don't know how to explain it. Like, the guy needs to have a little spice. He needs to have a little, like, like, I don't know what you're about to do right now. You know, really? He can't be predictable.
What
he
did
can't
I have
be, like, boring.
What did I have in the beginning?
Yeah, you always, me wanting more, you know? Like, you always were, like, playing, not hard to get, but you always kept me feeling like you were treating me, it goes back to the beginning. You were treating me like I was your girlfriend, but you never gave me the girlfriend title.
And that's something that's very important to some people. Well, unless it's verbally communicated that way, you kind of, like, in a gray area, which is not a great
exactly
place to
like
be.
You, but the gray area is like,
it's like, what are we?
It has a role. Because it keeps the magnetism going.
I think
going.
Gray area is very important to have in the beginning of when you're starting to date someone.
Yeah.
When something is very clear from the beginning, it's almost like you took away all the fun.
Yeah, yeah.
You took away all the, let me work a little bit. Let me try to do some math. You know, let me go back home after the day and go back to the drawing board. You know, what do I have to do next time? But if you just tell me everything and you want me and blah, 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 it's just like, okay, cool, now I guess that's it.
Yeah, that, like, we need a little gray area before we get to the I want you.
Yeah, that gray area is such a, it's a moment in our relationship that I remember.
Yeah.
And also, just to go back to what, I didn't do any of those things in, like, on purpose to be that person. You know, like,
you just like to take shit slow.
Yeah, just take it slow and then. But Alia was so ready to be like, after 2 weeks, she would be like, okay, so what are we? Yo, can we like, I just would really like to get to know someone. Even though things are great, don't jump into the title. Hang out. Let's just be friends for a little bit. Let's just hang out for a year.
Oh, you're crazy.
Let's hang out for a year.
Nah.
But the problem was, you don't know what else I'm doing.
Well, not necessarily that. I just didn't like the fact that you were just acting like you really, really liked me. But then
I was acting like I was really, like I really liked you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then you would then just, when it comes to actually talking about, you know, what are we doing here? You were so nonchalant about it.
I mean, yeah. You have to stay in that gray area for a little bit. It makes it fun.
It's true, but it's really annoying to be in that gray area. But I think if, like, it was straight up from the beginning, I don't know, it's hard to say, but the gray area has a role.
I don't,
The gray area has an important role.
Yes, and some people drag it too long, which I don't recommend.
And they make it, like, not abusive, that's a very intense word, but they kind of, like, use that to control the person a little bit.
No, but I wasn't controlling
it. No. I'm saying some people can use it that way.
To us, it was a very healthy balance.
Very healthy game.
Yeah, it was like a good gray area. But yeah, so what was the thing again?
No, that was it.
No, just remind me again.
Yeah, it's just about like choosing the right person that loves her instead of the wrong people.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, sometimes if somebody loves you too much or if they're too already ready to do everything and
That happens to me too. Sometimes I remember in the past there was a girl who was just showing me that I want to be with you.
Yeah.
And something about it, I don't know what it is. It's, I don't want to say a turn off.
A little bit.
But like, it is. I want to wonder a little bit. I want to think about what do I got to do next?
I get it.
You know, like, because that's part of the, like, I want to make sure that I not like deserved it. You know, it sounds weird saying deserve.
Yeah, you worked for it a little bit.
It's not a great example, but I feel like everybody knows what
I think. I think we got it.
Yeah, okay, we got it.
Okay, next submission. Soda said, giving up a good job offer for a boyfriend.
Oh.
It would require me moving to another country.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
Another hell country? No to which one?
Hell no to
like the job
going to the, for the boyfriend. Go get that job, go secure the bag, go get that money, and you will find someone else.
Or, what if that boyfriend was you and me?
Okay, but listen to this, right? You move to Germany from America for the boyfriend, right?
No, then, it's the other way around. They would move for the job.
They will move for the job.
And the boyfriend is where they're at right now. Like, what? We live in Seattle together. We're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay.
And I, for some reason, get a really good job, like, in another country.
Okay.
So do I choose to stay with you, who I love very much, okay, or do I move to this other country?
We're moving together.
I mean, yeah, for real.
Like right now, if that happens to us right now, we're moving.
Yeah, I mean, and we would have done that even if it was like year two, probably.
Exactly. Like if you get a crazy job in, I don't know, in I don't know, somewhere, right? In Portugal or Lisbon, somewhere. Yeah, Lisbon is in country. Portugal. We'd move. Or same for me. If I get a crazy job in Vegas, we're moving to Vegas. We just gonna make it work. Cause we're yeah, I mean, what are you gonna do? Just separate? You live here and then I live there and that's it? No more WTJ podcast. No more.
Okay. Now we're talking about something else. But I think yeah, like I have more questions when it comes to this. Like what's
the status of the relationship?
Yeah, like how long have you been together? What, like, do you really like this boyfriend or are you kind of like meh, you know?
If it's kind of like a meh situation, I would say move and enjoy your life. But if it's something that you guys are, I mean, why can't he come with you? Like, yeah. I will figure out a way to come with you.
I wonder if that's even a conversation or if it's an automatic you either.
But maybe he has a good job here.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, then that's also not fair for him. Like, oh, okay, just because you got a job, but then you don't want to make someone feel bad for staying with you. And then, yeah. Oof.
We need more
Thanks
info.
Thanks for the submission. That was a good one.
Somebody said, I love my partner, but at the same time, I don't want to spend my life with one person. And he's my first boyfriend. Okay.
Okay. There's a few things to
address.
Unpack here. First boyfriend. And you feel like you're already kind of locked in.
Right.
That means, what does that take off the table? You didn't have your fun, quote unquote.
You didn't have more experiences with other boyfriends.
Yes. Now, are we talking about experiences just for the sake of having experiences? Because what if your first one is the one?
Yeah, but I'm also missing? Like, is this your first ever boyfriend or is this your first ever like any sort of situation relationship? Because those are two different things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you could have had various
situationships
with different people, let's say. And when I say situationships, is like you've been on multiple dates. Maybe you've even like slept together or different things like that. But you were never like in a relationship, boyfriend and girlfriend. I still count those as experiences.
Everybody counts those as experiences.
Oh, okay. So I'm just wondering, as you said, yeah, like is this dilemma based on the fact that you're like, he's my first boyfriend, I don't know what else is there, do I want to be in another relationship?
You never want to get into a
go ahead.
You never want to get into a relationship and you feel like you're still wondering about other
possibilities.
But you really love that person. Everything is great about them. But that creepy, like, just thought that crosses your mind, like, damn, but I haven't really...
I wonder what part of, like, another really, experience, like, they want.
No, though. I don't know. Like, let's say I haven't been with someone from this culture. I haven't been with someone from that culture.
But see, anytime we're talking about that, I'm just thinking people are trying to, like, be intimate with those types of people. Which I think is a totally normal and natural, like, desire to want to experience.
But what if they haven't? Different. What if they didn't experience that and they're already locked in into a relationship? And
I mean, there is kind of a solution.
What's the solution?
I mean, just talk to your person. Like,
convince your partner to, like, go take a trip.
A trip.
Go take a trip to that culture and just see what happens. Like, hey, babe, would you want to take a trip to that culture is crazy. Yeah, or like to that country. Like, hey, babe, like, would you want to go to, like, Colombia one day? Just for,
see who's around.
Let's just go dance or something and then just check out the vibes, right?
Well, I'm just saying, I just think it's really interesting. Like, whenever, I just wonder if most people that got in a relationship relatively early, or maybe they just haven't had that many relationships, and the person that they're with now, they love very much, but they feel like they didn't have enough experiences. They didn't have a lot of relationships before this one. Okay.
Yeah.
What is it about the experiences that they wish that they got to experience? I know I'm, like, but I'm wondering, like, is it ever, like, a relationship based thing? Or is it just a sexual thing, is my point.
I think maybe it's something sexual that they just want to experience, like, you know, a man or a woman from, like, an exotic country.
Okay, why do you always think it's like it has to be like an exotic place?
Because that's usually what people just, like, damn, it would be so crazy to go there.
Oh my God, but it doesn't have to be there. Like, it could be that you're still in the same country, it's just a different person. So I can understand that. But I do wonder if people ever think about it from, like, a relationship perspective. They're like, I wonder what it would just be like to be in a relationship with a totally different person.
I mean, that's kind of...
If the relationship you're in is, like, good, and this person said, I love my partner,
mm-hmm.
right? But he's my first boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if you love that partner, and if the relationship is good, and there's nothing, like, if there's nothing you're missing, if the relationship is exactly what you want it to be, then the only thing that you're really thinking about when it comes to them being your first boyfriend is the fact that you didn't get to really experience sexually with, like, other types of people.
I think that's exactly what we talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we are talking about just, like, sexual fantasies with just some other type of people that you never had a chance to either meet in your life. And it is what it is. You know, like I said, there is one solution.
No, stop saying that. And then the other part of this submission was that they don't want to spend their life with one person. So I think, they feel this way also because I think this person hasn't been with other people.
Okay, I mean, that kind of, this is the exact example I was talking about. This person is still very much curious about other people, you know, not people from, I don't know, Colombia or whatever.
You're,
you know,
so funny. I think this is something you could probably, like, I don't know, talk about a little bit. It's definitely not a comfortable conversation to have, but
what are you gonna tell your partner?
But I think it's also very understandable.
I know, but it's so taboo, you know? It's like,
I know, but this person knows that he's your first boyfriend.
And also too, like, are we supposed to be with just one person forever? Like, who decided that?
I mean, I don't know. Nobody. We decided that.
We decided that, right?
Yeah. But we also make our own rules, though.
Yeah, make your own rules. Do what you want, but make sure you communicate with your partner about your feelings. You know, if you have some type of fantasy, just have a conversation. You know, get some tea and talk about it.
Okay, we have four.
It's very important to be open about these things, but I'm kind of also halfway joking. So.
Yeah.
But okay. Not really.
I have four more.
Damn.
So let's do some rapid fire. This person said their dilemma is that the entire friend group got engaged in the same month and now they're feeling stressed. So
because they want to get engaged too.
Well, yeah, they're feeling stressed because they're like, where my shit at? My my question is, I wonder how big this friend group is. Is it like four friends and like everybody got engaged except for you? That's kind of crazy. And in 1 month, like, are they friends with each other? Did they coordinate these engagements? And
I don't think, first of all, I don't think it's crazy because things just happen. You know, you have to, you can't, don't stress about it because, like for me, right? All of my friend groups.
All your friends.
All my friends, I'm the only one. Well, a lot of my friends have kids already.
Yeah.
I don't feel pressure. I don't feel like, well, it does cross my mind sometimes like, damn, I'm the last one.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Yeah. But I think the kids thing is a little bit different than like getting engaged to be married. Because the kids thing is more like a, it will come eventually.
Is it more common that people are married or that people have kids first? In my friend groups, a lot of my friends had kids first.
I don't know.
And I'm like one of the only ones who's like married.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
But to some other people, it's like the marriage comes first and then the kid.
Yeah. I mean, that's like the traditional way. But I think these days people are becoming more and more non-traditional. I think this person, like, well, I'm also wondering, like, are you single or are you in a relationship? I think they're probably single, I'm assuming. But don't be feeling stressed.
Yeah.
Like, let them get engaged, whatever. You also, like, why do you want to be engaged at the same time as everybody else?
I mean, it's not even about the same time. Just have fun, live your life, make your money, work, meet people. Like, I feel like we just stress a lot about these things. You know, I don't know how old you are, but if you're listening to this, take your time. That's it. Everything works out.
You're going to be with someone
one day. You're going to get married one day. You're going to have kids one day if you want. Everything works out. So your friend groups, don't let that shit like stress you out. You know what I mean? If anything, think in your head, like, I'm free to do, not that you're not free if you're engaged, but like try to find the positives that you have.
I mean, that I don't think being engaged or married is a negative thing. So,
no, it's not negative at all. Yeah. I don't know. I was just trying to find like a solution.
Yeah.
To give her, but it's like, don't stress, girl.
Yeah, honestly. Okay. Next person said, timeline for settling down with my partner. I am ready, but he is not. We have been together for 6 years.
Settling down. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. What is settling down?
Settling down means...
Because both Yoni and I are, I mean, we're together, obviously. We're married. We've been together for 7 years total.
That's correct.
Would you say we're settled down?
I don't think we're settled down. I don't feel like we're settled down. Settled down to me means...
Buy a house, have a kid.
Buy a house, have a kid, and 30 years is going to be right here.
Yeah. Like, that's how you... When that's you're thinking down. Of buying this house and then having this child, is very much like we're going to be in this house for 30 years.
The settling down always means purchasing a home.
I don't know why I always assume, yeah.
Can you be settled down without... having a house. Like, we're renting, but we're settled down. Yes, that's very much possible. Because also, not everybody can buy a house. Like, we think everybody could buy a house.
That's like, true. I guess settling down is either you're buying a house or you're having a baby.
Yes, exactly. Like, most people rent. Like, not everybody has the luxury to, I bought a house.
That's, what about being married?
Being married is definitely a settle down.
That's so like I think we have that part. Settling down has like three components. Getting married, buying a house, having a kid. Exactly. One of those, like either of those,
yeah, if you do
or any, a combination of those
yeah.
is part of settling down.
Yeah, yeah. If you have all three of those, you really settled down. Like you ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. That's funny. Well, I would say I'm not sure like which out of these three this person is specifically thinking about because maybe some parts of settling down mean more to others. I would say if you are talking about getting married and having been together for 6 years and the other part is that the partner feels like he is not ready. I'm always asking the same question. What about settling down once you establish what settling down means? What about it is the partner not ready for?
Just
answer that question for me. What do I sound like a therapist?
No, like think about it.
I think some people
go ahead.
I just feel like some people use that as an easy get out of jail free card of just being like, I'm not ready to settle down. Or, I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready. Like, what does that mean though?
If you really love this person and you know, are they married or not?
No, that's what I'm saying. I think they're talking about marriage.
Settle down. What are you not ready for?
A lot of people say that and they're talking about financials. But I'm like, okay, but I think one thing, I understand financially not being ready to buy a house, obviously, or to have a child, understandable. But to get married is like, you don't need money for that.
Yeah, that should cost $30. I mean, technically. Go to the courthouse, sign that shit.
Yeah, just get a marriage license. Yeah, I mean, everyone is different, but I think like you really need to talk this through. Sometimes people don't even realize that there are questions they can ask.
But do you feel like it's usually men who are not ready?
Oftentimes, yeah. But I also think maybe you need to be clear about once the guy tells you what their reasoning is for not feeling ready, maybe you can clarify that's not even an issue. Because maybe they're saying, I don't feel ready to like get married. And their reasoning is because they think that you got to drop 100K on a wedding. So is that the expectation?
I know, right?
Talk about it. We're so annoying.
But what if it's not like, we should call this episode Talk About It. But what if it's not financial?
I don't know.
Because usually when one person is ready to move on and settle down, it means that they envisioned them being okay. Like nobody would, if you know that we're financially not ready, like how can someone think that they're ready to settle down? Obviously, it's a thing. If you guys are together, you guys talk about financials, right?
Or no? That's the next question.
All right, because they're not even married. They're not.
I mean, it doesn't seem that way. So
also, yeah. If you guys are heading towards any type of settled downness like that, I think a big thing that you guys should talk about is money. Financials. Is it transparent? Is your bank account just like your little secret? And then their bank account, their little secret, but then somehow you guys live in life together. I think it's very important to be transparent.
Yeah.
You know, because I know people who even been together for years and they have no idea what the other person's financial status is. They just know we live together, we love each other, but it's like, there's always like that little question like, or secret.
Yeah.
Like how much... Or, you know, I don't know. I feel like it's good to be transparent. And the sooner you do that, the better. That's it.
Okay. And last submission, somebody said, I am not able to express my interest in someone that I like, and I push them away. And then in parentheses, they wrote gym crush. So this person has a gym crush, and they are not able to express their interest to this person that they like, and they ended up pushing them away. I mean, a gym crush, I feel like, would be kind of hard to... Gym crushes are fun to keep as a gym crush, though.
Yeah, it's like a... The gym crush is that person that you see every time you go to the gym and you're just like, oh, shit, there they are. But then you never talk to them.
No, it's but you like kind of make eye contact like through the mirror sometimes.
You know, one time what happened to me, this girl, she'd been eye crushing me for like months, right?
Was this when we went at the gym over here?
Yep. And then one day I was doing some exercises on a mat or like an open space. She takes a mat, puts it right next to mine. Start doing stretches.
Okay.
And it couldn't be more obvious because we've had eye contact before. And the only reason why we made eye contact is because I'm trying to see if she's like, she made me feel uncomfortable.
Oh.
Yeah, it was one of those that was just, it was too, I'm going to show you that I'm interested in you, but I will never say anything to you.
Was she cute?
A little bit. A little bit, but I was just like,
this was while we were together, y'all.
Yeah, but like my thing is I'm married and I have the person. I don't care who, I can still admire someone else's beauty.
Yeah, of course.
Because, I mean, like it or not, there's people out there who are beautiful and there's people out there who are maybe, maybe like not as beautiful to you, right?
Right.
So.
Maybe.
But I have my person and this is how my brain just works. Like it kind of blocks out everybody else like serious, like interest wise.
Yeah, it's like you can see someone and be like, oh, they're really nice, like looking. Like
nicely built.
Okay, shit, bro.
You almost said built.
No, I said nice looking.
Oh, okay.
Nicely built is crazy.
So I can admire that and then just move on. Like, wow, good for them. I hope they find somebody. Like, you know, I don't know.
Right. But, no,
so
I agree.
That happened and she was working out next to me and I just kind of like finished up my thing.
That's different though. Like, that's a gym. Somebody's crushing on you.
And also, I'm also just nice to people too.
You are nice to people.
No, so just because I'm in a relationship and I'm married don't mean that I'm not going to talk to anybody ever again.
Okay, yeah, but there's a difference between being nice and being like too nice.
Oh, no. Unnecessarily. No, like I don't flirt with
other people. You can be nice by like not looking, you know, unapproachable.
I'm very approachable.
Exactly.
Like.
But you can be like overly nice where you're randomly starting to talk to this person.
No, like I don't invite people. I don't randomly start talking to other women unless I specifically have something to say. Like, wow, that jacket is fire. Like, I say some shit like that.
Yeah, careful with that one.
Wait, really?
Yoni loves to compliment women on their outfits.
That's not true.
I mean, no, in like a...
That's somebody going to hear this and be like, that's a red flag. That's not true.
I mean, actually, you don't really do that.
But when I say this in such, like...
It's very specific.
In passing.
Yeah.
The other day, I saw three women taking, like, a selfie. It was, like, a rainy day, and the lighting was hitting them so hard, I just had to say something. And I was just like, wow, that was a fire selfie. I said that, and I just kept going. And they were like, oh, thank you. That's it.
Yeah,
but
I know.
I don't say that to linger around to try to see if somebody's going to say something.
Yeah, imagine
back
you say that
me.
And then you just stay there.
No, I kept going and I didn't even, and that's it.
Yeah, sometimes it's just nice to
naturally,
say a little passerby. Or...
Exactly. I don't know. A compliment can make someone's day.
No. Why is Yoni feeling up against the wall?
I feel up against the wall because I know there's like a lot of people listening to this and they're going to be like, oh, well, you be careful.
Nah, y'all.
I'm not.
No, he gives compliments to all people. He loves giving compliments to older ladies.
Exactly. Oh my God. That's probably like my favorite.
Yeah, because they're so cute.
Like if an older lady has like a nice outfit, I would say some shit to her.
Yeah, especially
and who
if
knows,
it's like a nice coat.
Exactly. And who knows what that would do to them. You know, I know I'm going home and I have my person and I'm good.
Yeah.
And also I'm lucky that you are not insecure about that.
No. And also sometimes like we're together. Actually, no. When we're together, you usually will say the compliment about somebody to me.
Yeah.
And then I'll just be like, oh shit, where? And I'll look.
Yeah. I'm aware of like, I'm never, did you ever feel disrespected by anything I've said? Because I'd be talking to strangers.
No, absolutely not.
Okay. See, and I know what's too far, right? Like I'm never going to like, if someone passes us, I'm never going to break my neck, right? And then look at somebody else. That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that to your person.
Yeah, but even if you did that, I would just break my neck too.
No.
Just be like, damn, babe, what you looking at? Shit. All right.
It's so funny. Okay, I think that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for all the submissions. I like these and I want to keep going.
Yeah, well.
And every time we're going to ask you guys if you guys want us to keep going with these submissions because I never want this to get tired. I'm never tired of these.
I mean, the dilemma is good, but we've definitely like gone through all of them.
Oh, have we?
Well, because we'll check. But we might have to do like another submission set of like, instead of a dilemma, it can be something else. So we have to think of like a good one.
Or we can just continue with more dilemmas because there's so many. Because each dilemma that someone sends us, it's such a topic that we can talk about for an hour.
True.
So you've been hearing the series, and if you like it, and if you have something in mind that you're like, oh shit, I want to submit this, because we all have shit happen to us in our lives.
True.
Send that shit to the DMs. We're gonna read it just like this.
Yeah. If you want to send it to the DM, like we'll get to it, and then if there's enough for an episode, I mean, sometimes we only need one, as we know.
Exactly.
To talk about.
But the very top of your DM, so then we can see what it is. Just say dilemma.
Yeah.
In capital letters, and then write whatever you want, but not too long.
Yeah, don't make it too long, but also actually, but still give us enough details for us to have the good context.
Yeah, don't say leave my marriage or stay.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, I need more.
What happened?
What's happening? All right, you guys, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. Remember to check out the trailer for the drama from A24. We're definitely going to go watch it in theaters April
3rd.
All right, you guys. see y'all next week. See you guys on Sunday. If you're on Patreon, always remember to check it out. It's down in the description.
We have a fun episode coming up on Sunday on Patreon. So come hang out with us. You know, there's different chats. There's music chat. We talked about, we haven't talked about the J. Cole new album.
And we haven't talked about the Super Bowl.
And we got to talk about the Super Bowl. Oh, my God. Yeah. So there's chats going on talking about a bunch of random things that happen in pop culture, different foods, different photos you take on your walk. Like, it's a lot of fun up there. Okay. You can sign up as a free member if you want, but we highly recommend there's two different tiers.
Yeah.
That you can sign up and then you can see all the perks you get from each one. But yeah, and that's it, guys. Thanks for hanging out. This is an hour and 15.
So enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay, see y'all later.
Okay, bye. If you're driving to work, if you're working right now listening to this, if you're doing your homework,
if you're at the gym.
If you're at the gym, shout out to everybody who's listening to this and is a dentist, doctor,
lawyer,
what
barista
else. If you're a coach, if you're a barista somewhere at a restaurant, if you're a teacher, shout out to all your students, we love you guys.
Yeah, we're done.
The reason why I said the teacher and the students thing, because someone sent me a DM saying that she plays our podcast
for their students.
And they love it.
What's the class?
And it's to learn English.
Oh, that's crazy.
So we gotta watch out with the words sometimes.
Nah, okay? they gotta learn. Okay, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Whoa! I'm okay.
Hey, do you love adventure? Do you love outdoor sports? Would you like to learn more and hear from amazing adventure athletes from all over the world? If so, then check out the Adventure Sports Podcast. We've been the premier platform for sharing adventure for more than 10 years now. We help you get your adventure on. Look for the Adventure Sports Podcast wherever you find your podcasts. Get out there and have some fun.